It was two debates in one day for Senator Durbin and State Representative Durkin. The two had appeared on Chicago television Sunday morning. Their public broadcast appearance was in Urbana Sunday night. In Urbana, instead of the panelists and strictly timed answers of many candidate debates, interviewer John Paul asked all the questions, and the two candidates often interrupted and spoke to each other. The first question was about last week's vote in Congress to authorize the president to use military force in Iraq. Senator Durbin voted against the resolution.
I think that's the last possible thing we should do. We should work with the United Nations, try to make certain that we have no-holds-barred inspections to back them up. And if, again, Saddam Hussein steps in our way, turn to the United Nations for support, as President Bush's father did, and say, join us in a coalition that will share the burden of this war in Iraq.
Jim Durkin said he hopes war can be avoided, but he argued that President Bush needed to have the option of military force. Durkin said United Nations sanctions had proven ineffective and that Saddam Hussein had manipulated the weapons inspections process to his own advantage.
We shouldn't have to wait for other nations to jump on board. We will be able to get this job done, but we fight for freedom. We lead for freedom. And we're going to have to be able to make that tough decision, but it's the right decision. And I would suggest that, Mr. Durbin made the wrong decision, like he made in the Gulf War when he voted against it.
Durkin and Durbin also disagreed on how to revive the flagging economy. For Durkin, the solution lay in President Bush's tax cuts, which Congress passed last year.
I will make the Bush tax cuts permanent, quite frankly. And, that's something that myself and my opponent have disagreed on, but he doesn't seem to have the will to be able to put a bill in to repeal it. You got to be able to, if you're going to walk the walk, you got to talk the talk. But we got to stay with this program because you can't tax your way back to prosperity. Unfortunately, Senator Durbin, that's what you think you can do.
But Senator Durbin said tax cuts were the problem. He contended that just as the federal government was building a surplus after years of deficits, President Bush proposed tax cuts counting on optimistic economic forecasts.
We said, Mr. President, sometimes those economic forecasters are wrong. No. $5.6 trillion in surplus. Well, a year later, the same people came back, and that $5.6 trillion has disappeared. And because of the Republican economic philosophy, we're going to be taking $2 trillion out of the Social Security Trust Fund over the next 10 years. $2 trillion with no plans to pay it back. And now my opponent says, dig deeper.
Jim Durkin repeatedly accused Durbin of being ineffective on Capitol Hill. When asked about helping seniors pay for prescription drugs, Durkin says lawmakers in Springfield expanded the state circuit breaker program to cover prescription drugs, while Congress, or as he put it, Senator Durbin, did nothing.
But I've kept my promises. The difference is that Senator Durbin has been saying we need prescription drugs 4 years ago. He's in the majority. He couldn't get it done. There's a major transportation issue in Illinois. O'Hare, expanding O'Hare. It hasn't gotten done. He promised that it was going to be done last year, this past year. He still hasn't called it for a vote. It's about promises made, promises broken.
In his defense, Durbin noted the Democrats' razor-thin majority in the Senate and accused Republicans of refusing to support even bipartisan legislation on prescription medicines.
So I'll accept some responsibility here, but believe me, I wish I could come up with 9 more Republican votes and we would pass prescription drug reform.
Durbin didn't answer the charge that he had failed to bring his bill to expand O'Hare Airport to a vote on the Senate floor, so Durkin brought it up again later in the broadcast.
You're one of the leaders in the Senate, Mr. Durbin. You can't get the bill called. For the past 8 months, I've seen this document with 61 votes, which will break the filibuster. Should have called it back then. The time is we're running out right now. You had the votes, whether you're in Springfield, Washington, or in the city council. If you got votes, you put it up for a vote.
What
put
about
up
your criminal reform package?
I passed it out of my chamber.
And what about the Republican-controlled state Senate? What happened there? Why didn't you go toe-to-toe with Pate Phillip for your big package on criminal reform?
I got my bill out of my chamber. You can't.
This was the last scheduled joint appearance for Dick Durbin and Jim Durkin. The third Senate candidate on the ballot, Libertarian Stephen Burgauer, was not included. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.